This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost today for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Saeed, natural born killer.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of the Lost Podcast.
Yes, and this one's going to be a little shorter.
Yeah, I think by about 24 hours.
Cool. I can handle that one.
I'm still tired. I don't think I've fully recovered yet.
I'm almost there. I'm
really
like 90% there.
I gotta stop driving all over the place. That's what's killing me.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. No, I'll be fine.
Well, that's good.
At least you don't know Saeed. Saeed would really kill you.
For those who don't know, our 25-hour cast was a really big success. We had a goal of $10,000, and by the end of the 25 hours, we reached over $12,000. So big thanks to everybody that helped us out, and we'll have a longer thanks at the end of this episode.
Yes.
Our sponsor again for this Thursday episode is Audible.com, and if you would like to get your own free book, like maybe A Separate Reality by Carlos Castaneda.
Which we saw tonight.
Yes, we did. You can check out audiblepodcast.com/lost. But without further ado, Jack, what do you say we get into the nitty gritty?
Well, you can also buy
a Jay and Jack t-shirt
if you go to Salmonate.
ShopSalmonate.com.
ShopSalmonate.com.
All right, Jack, now are you ready to get into the nitty gritty?
I'm ready.
Because I'll get into it in the recap, what I think. All right, you ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Lost Recap.
All right, guys, it's Lost Recap time, and we had a new episode tonight. He's Are You.
He's Are You. I had no idea what that meant. He's Are You.
I thought it'd be something more Jack-related, but it ended up not being Jack-related because we open up in Tikrit, Iraq, and a father is telling his young son to kill a chicken.
Now, if you got someone telling you to kill a chicken and they're pretty angry and they're holding a meat cleaver, do you tell them no? I'm just wondering.
Well, at first I was like, well, is this Saeed? Then a boy comes up to help him, and he gets the chicken and kills it rather quickly without any remorse.
Snapped its neck and didn't blink an eye.
And then the father came out and he said, well, at least one of my sons will be a man.
Well, first he said, good job. But yeah. Then the other guy said, it wasn't me. I didn't do it.
And we find out that the young boy that killed the chicken is Saeed.
Right.
So now we're back into the more traditional flashback, and then the island.
Well, that's the furthest back we've seen of Saeed.
It is. It is, actually. It's the first time we went back to his childhood. Then we go to present, well, 1977.
Yeah, never say present. You can't say present day ever on Lost.
They can't do it anymore. Ben comes up with a chicken salad sandwich.
Yes.
Fitting.
Why is Saeed? Saeed's in a jail cell, right?
Yes.
Why does he still have the cuffs on?
I don't know. Because he's tricky?
I know he's tricky, but come on.
Well, he's a hostile, according to the Dharma Initiative, so you got to watch out. Never give him a chance. But he brings sandwich and a book to Saeed, and the book is A Separate Reality by Carlos Castaneda. Is that a red herring saying that we're going into a separate reality, or is that the truth?
I have no idea.
No idea? It's too much for you right now?
My brain hurts.
And, dude, the Ben with the longer hair, he's just creepy. Like, are you getting the creepy vibe from him? Because, like, the Ben, like, that we saw him, well, I guess 4 years ago, was, you know, he had, like, kind of, like, you know, a nice, you know, no creepiness about him.
Well, remember, he has a dad that doesn't care about him. It's the 70s. That's how the kids wore their hair back. That's how we rolled. When I had hair.
I'm not saying it's the hair that makes them creep, but his just stare is just creeping me out.
Well, Ben's always had that stare.
I don't know, but as a kid, it's even creepier.
Poor kid.
But he asks if he knows Richard, and he goes, Richard's your leader, right? And he said he met him 4 years ago, so that's where we can kind of place where we saw young Ben last time.
Oh, when you know he met him 4 years ago, Richard had long hair.
Yes, he did. Reversal?
Maybe.
But okay, now here's the question. 3 years earlier, we saw Richard had short hair again.
Yeah.
Weird. So in a year, a year is enough time to cut your hair, I'm not going to lie, but it seems odd, though.
Well, we know he doesn't wear eyeliner. Just has thick eyelashes, so maybe he has a hair thing.
Okay. But he says he's been patient waiting and that he can help him if you take him with him.
Right. And then Ben wants out. Lost. Ben just wants out.
Yes, I don't blame Ben. He's he has a rough life with Roger Workman.
We should call him Annie. Oh, it's a hard knock life.
Oh, Lordy. So we come back from commercial break and we go into a flashback with a man running into his room. He goes to his safe and we see Saeed break down the door.
You knew Saeed was chasing him, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Who else would be chasing him?
Now, the guy offers him Saeed money. Now, the guy's holding a gun at you. Here, take the money. I've got the gun. I'm here to kill you. I can shoot you and still take the money. I know it's desperation. I thought maybe he's getting a gun or something. But, okay, yeah, your guy's coming to kill you. You know he's coming to kill you. You offer him money. He can still kill you and still take the money. I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe he thinks Saeed is honorable. An honorable killer. But Saeed refuses the money that the man offers him and kills him. Cold blood. But at least it's Saeed back to his straightened hair, suave look. Did you like that, Jack?
I did like that. I'm sure the ladies liked it, too.
Then we see that Saeed is in Russia, and he meets up Ben with a rather funny hat.
What, was he a cowboy?
I don't know.
I couldn't figure it out. I go, what is he trying to do? Is he John Wayne?
It wasn't even like John Wayne. It was like one of those, like, lame cowboy hats that like modern country stars would wear.
So we'll start calling Ben Garth Brooks.
Ben Brooks. Or maybe it was more like an Australian Outback hat. Maybe that, but still, it was kind of ridiculous.
Poor Ben.
I know, but he meets Ben, and Ben tells him, "That's it, you're done."
And then Saeed looked like, "Well, there's got to be someone else. Or I'm not done killing yet. Is Carl still alive?" Didn't he seem like he wanted to go kill somebody else?
Well, more importantly is, I think Saeed more wants a conclusion, but there's just no conclusion. Ben's like, oh, I'm done. I'm done with you. Moving
on. Yep, you're move on. He goes, but I have nothing else to do. What will I do? Go build some houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit someone in the head with a hammer every now and then. You'll feel better.
We come out of the flashback with Horace coming in with some snippers, or those like cutters or wire cutters.
You think he was going to cut his fingers?
I mean, it seemed that way, but Horace seems to kind of mild-mannered to do that kind of stuff.
But Saeed was thinking that. Saeed's going, well, I would have.
You don't got what it takes. but he cuts off his handcuffs. Yeah. And basically, he's there with Rosinski. Is Rosinski getting annoying, or is it just me?
I don't like him.
Seriously.
If he doesn't shoot himself soon, I'm going to shoot him.
I know. He's just shut up. But
it's like him. I bet you. This is my mini crackpot theory.
Okay.
Rosinski and Phil are related. I think they're brothers.
For their annoying factor.
They're just both. I mean,
Phil's not so bad. Phil's just kind of like he's a tattletale kind of guy. It seems like, but Rosinski's just pain.
And Carl is related to him somehow too.
He wants to know why he was in the handcuffs. Either he's a spy or he was exiled by his people. And if he's exiled, he has use for him.
Yeah, and why didn't he just say, hey, I didn't understand this part. If he wants to get out and he has a mission, just get out. Just say, okay, I'm out.
I think, well, we'll get to that in the end. I think I kind of pinpointed where or why he's doing it, even though it did seem kind of ridiculous. But Horace is trying to gauge what side he's on. But Saeed still won't talk, and he's going to give him an hour to decide before, was it Almond? He's going to call him, and he's going to take it to the next level.
Well, I thought you said he was going to call Ann Arbor.
No. Ann Arbor is, Rosinski threatens to call Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay.
That's later on when they're having the Dharma meeting.
Okay, that's why my it's later on in my notes. Okay.
Then we go to Sawyer and Juliet. Juliet is looking out the window.
And Juliet's back to burning food. It didn't take long for Juliet, you know?
Well, maybe Sawyer likes his bacon crispy.
Extra crispy. I forgot about it.
Well, she's looking ever longly at Kate and Jack.
Right.
And she says, asks Sawyer if it's over as she looks at Kate and Jack.
He goes, no.
Yes. Sawyer's like, nah, it's awesome. No
worries. Hey, does he call her Juliet? What does he call her?
I don't know. Does he even call her by your name?
I haven't heard him get not a nickname. I could be wrong. I'm sure we'll get 1,000 emails on this one, but I haven't heard. Hey, you. Hey, bacon burner.
Well, you know, I think they've been around a while. They don't need to call each other by their name just to talk to each other. You know?
Okay. I guess.
He asks, or she asks, you know, what are they going to do about Saeed? And he says he's working on it and that he'll take care of it. Horace comes in and talks about Saeed.
He calls him Sir H. What's up, H?
Says he'll take care of him. So then Sawyer goes down to the cell and tells Phil to leave. And,
Phil the weasel.
Well, at least Phil's not suspicious of Sawyer. He's like, yes, Mr. Fleur.
He's afraid of Sawyer.
I wonder what Sawyer did to really instill that much fear.
I think we're going to see. We'll have to see it in a flashback.
Back. Yeah.
He did something. He had to have done something.
He tries to convince Saeed that he needs to say that he's defecting.
Well, you know what? They know he killed the two hostiles, or think he did.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it is. They're afraid of him.
Okay.
Because he was able to take out a couple hostiles.
He wants them to do that so they don't mess up what they have. But Saeed doesn't want to. He still refuses.
So is this Sawyer's the first time he's failing as the leader?
I don't think he's failing so much as.
I think he is. He can't convince him to sway him to his side. Good leader is able to convince people.
But the thing is, though, I don't think anything would really convince Saeed at this point. I mean, he decided to opt for torture, aside from
and who doesn't?
Well, exactly. Saeed is on his own path and his own mission, and I don't think anybody's going to help him deviate from that.
Right.
But he tries to convince him, and Saeed doesn't want to. We go to commercial break. We come back, and we find out that Hurley is the chef.
Yeah, and if Hurley's as good as cooking waffles as he is Hot Pockets, people aren't going to be happy.
Dude, I'm craving waffles.
You know what's funny is I'm going to make some waffles after we're done.
Aw, no fair.
Well, life isn't fair.
I like his little Dharma chef logo.
Yeah, you know, it's funny.
Chef hat on it.
I kept looking for zippers. I don't know why.
For those who don't know, that was from the Jorge interview on the 25-hour cast.
Didn't you look for the zippers?
Jack's not a freak.
No, I'm not. No.
He doesn't have a zipper fetish.
No, I don't. Well, no.
He lets Kate in on the Juliet and Sawyer situation.
Yep, Hurley can never keep his mouth shut.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, is Kate that naive?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you mean they're living together? Like, living together? Like you were living together? Okay, Hurley, that's enough.
And isn't Jack still like, whatever, I don't know, I'm just going
to eat my waffles. Yeah, I don't care, hey. I don't care. I don't have to do anything. I'm cool. I gotta go sweep pretty soon.
Is this Jack's new direction? Is he just gonna be like, you know, the whatever boy?
I think so.
Well, for the now. Rest of the series.
But even when the fire. Oh well, I'm getting ahead of myself, so I'll wait.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. But we'll get to that when it comes. But we then go back to Saeed in the cell, and who shows up? None other than Roger Linus.
Yeah, Roger. What a loser.
He's cleaning up the cell, trying to make some conversation with Saeed, and then Saeed slams him. What did he say? I forgot what the slam
was. You got caught by these stupid people? He goes, you're cleaning up after these stupid people? Well, I get plenty of Dharma beer. Roger's not happy.
No, he's pretty depressed. And then Ben comes in with a sandwich. Obviously didn't realize that Roger would be there. And Ben tries to pull it off. He obviously hasn't learned his lying skills yet.
And he's terrified.
Yes. He tries to convince Roger that he made the sandwich for him. He says, you never made me a sandwich before.
Well, I was making one, and just thought you'd like one, and.
But then he slams him, Ben, up against the jail cell, and then takes him out.
Well, you know, what's stupid is Roger throws a sandwich on the ground. Now, who's going to have to clean that up later on?
Roger. Or Jack.
So, what an idiot. But, you know, almost at that point, it looked like Saeed was actually feeling sorry for young Ben.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, maybe he's not going to try and kill him. Because I kept hearing, you know, I thought the whole show he was going to try, you know, obviously we all thought he was going to try and get out and kill Ben. And I said, maybe he won't now. I think he's feeling some compassion. He sees that, well, this is why Ben is the way he is.
I think maybe he, like, same kind of vein that he's starting to see parallels between Ben and his own life because he had a hard father as well.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's also too true with the guy with the meat cleaver, so.
Mm-hmm. We then go back into his flashback to Saeed in Santo Domingo, working for whatever Habitat for Humanity type of organization he's working
right.
for. And Ben finds him and tells him that someone murdered John Locke.
Yeah.
Someone did.
Well, who did that? I don't know.
But then he tells him about the people standing outside Hurley's hospital and basically tries to enlist him to kill those people.
Right. And now, why would Ben kills people?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he need Saeed? He just wants to get Saeed back in the fold. He's pulling the strings. He's the puppet master.
He's the puppet master, and he's just trying to get Saeed back in, exactly like you said, back into the fold. But he says he doesn't want to, he wants to move on with his life. And Ben says, "You're a killer." And when Saeed won't go, Ben says, "I must have been mistaken."
Yep. You're not the killer I thought you were.
Yeah. We then go out of the flashback. And Saeed is taken to Old Min, however you said that name. And it's actually the guy who played E.B. Farnham on Deadwood.
Right.
And he's in a teepee. And there's an old.
Did you think he was going to do the John Locke, the sweat lodge?
It maybe. Maybe it's on the same vein. It was kind of a random character to bring out. Do you think he's going to be.
Well, at first, I thought it was going to be Kelvin.
Yeah,
I said, this would be so cool if it was Kelvin came out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he got out, I go, well, it's not Kelvin.
But the thing is, though, he seemed kind of like a man of the land. Do you think that maybe has a connection to Jacob?
Well, he must have something with, he's out there by himself, right?
Yeah. And it looks like he didn't, you know, wasn't big on technology aside from a record player.
Nah, there's no way he's Jacob.
And the music sounded like Billie Holiday, but I don't know for sure if that's who it was. I don't quote me on that. Just
yeah, I didn't
voice
hear
sounded
it.
Like her, but. But he asks Saeed who he is, Saeed asks Sawyer who this person is, and then Sawyer says he's our you.
Yeah.
Basically saying, I guess, the torturer.
And Saeed's going, I'm a little tougher than this guy.
But then Old Man gets a LSD sugar cube or something like that.
Yeah.
And
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Yeah, forces him to eat it. And so says to him, no matter what you do, you will tell the truth.
Yeah. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Well, they tie him up to the tree. And I just thought Saeed just like, you know, pushing out and just looking him dead in the eye. That was pretty hardcore.
Well, I was waiting for Saeed to fight back.
Yeah, he didn't. Well, he resisted being tied up to the tree.
Nah, come on. This guy was tied up and broke someone's neck with his hands tied behind his back.
Well, they had like four people on him.
All right.
So then we go back to a flashback.
Well, do you think he did it out of respect for Sawyer?
Maybe. But then again, I don't know. Saeed's on his own path right now. I don't really think he cares much about.
Okay.
I mean, he cares. I'm not going to say he doesn't care, but in the end, he's going to go where his path is.
Come on, you weren't sitting there waiting. Okay, when's he going to drop kick these guys?
No, actually. I really didn't think. I mean, I saw him resisting.
It didn't seem like enough to me.
Okay. We come back to a flashback, and we're back at the dock with Ben and Kate and Sun and Jack and Saeed.
And Goober was there.
And Goober.
We didn't see Goober, but we know he's there.
Yeah, the Goob. But this is where they have their falling out, and Saeed says, you know, makes his threat. If you see me again, it's not going to be pretty. So then we go to Saeed in a bar, and he's getting McCutcheon whiskey.
Yes, $120 a shot.
$120 a shot. Yep. And who's there? Alana. And she basically hits on him, and then he asks if she's a professional, a.k.a.
professional. I think most people out there above the age of 18 know what a professional is, what we're talking about.
Okay.
She's a tennis player.
I ask how much that drink is, and eventually she tells him how much it is, and she hits on him saying she likes sad people. And kind of calls him out on that, you know, it's hard when you're really good at something and you don't do it anymore, and feels his pain.
She orders this a ribeye steak, and she orders it bloody.
Yeah.
And I thought it was coincidence that Saeed likes things bloody. So they have a lot in common.
That they do.
Which might help Saeed later on.
But, I mean, I guess maybe Saeed was drunk because it was great whiskey, but shouldn't he realize when she kind of called out his past that maybe she knows a bit more than...
Saeed, remember, he's never been... He's a foot soldier, but he's made a lot of mistakes. That's why I said he's never been a great leader, because he makes a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. We go back...
He lets his guard down a lot, and he did it again here.
We go back to the Dharma Teepee station. And Saeed is there, and he starts to spill the beans.
Right.
He asks him who he is, and so he says his name's Saeed, and how he got there. He's part of a Jira flight 316, and it was how he returned to the island. And he was there for 100 days before, and was on the Oceanic 815. And he tells him about all the stations, and
what's his name? Rosinski's just freaking out.
Dude, that's all a guy does. He needs to shut up.
He's just freaking out.
He's like, I told you, man, I told you.
How does this guy, we wasn't even built yet. How does he know this? And they're all looking around going, And Sawyer's like going, man, keep your mouth shut.
And, he says, tells him to ask Sawyer. He's like, who's Sawyer? It's like, doesn't matter.
That Rosinski saved Sawyer there.
Yeah, but still. Oldman says he should have used maybe half a dropper or a dot.
Yeah.
And Saeed says, no, use just enough.
It was perfect.
We then go to Juliet and Kate. Juliet is showing Kate the mechanic ropes. And I was surprised Kate didn't know much about...
Yeah, mechanic. What's up with that?
Kate is like the kind of person that, you know, is under the hood of a car working on it.
Well, I guess that just shows you this. Juliet's a one-upper. She's the keeper.
Kind of awkwardly asks about... if she knows about Sawyer and Jules,
yeah,
as I like to call her. And Kate said Hurley told her, and she was glad that Hurley told her about it, because she didn't want to say it and sound like, you know, stay away from my man.
Right.
So the preview from last week kind of misled there, because they kind of just put the stay away from my man part and put it in there like she was saying it to Kate.
Well, they do that from time to time.
Yes, they do. But, you know,
We were all hoping for a nice cat fight.
I wasn't. I was glad that they were able to be civil.
Oh, whatever. You've gone soft, man.
So then Saeed is brought back from his LSD trip. And we are in the Dharma meeting. And Rosinski says he wants to kill him. And Horace is kind of hesitant. And Rosinski says, oh, do I have to call Ann Arbor?
Right.
So Rosinski's a big tattletale too. So this is he where is. Phil and
that's why I that's why I'm telling you they're related. We're gonna find out they're related, but you know Sawyer says we don't do that. We're better than that. So is this where they get we're the good guys? Really seriously? Is that where the good guys? Because they don't do that. Sawyer's the one that said we don't do that. We're better than that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Then Amy backs Rad up. And says, you know, there's kids here. We've got to look out for baby Ethan. I'm just like, don't look out for that baby.
You're better off without him. Now, do you think that she's saying that because she was trying to, you know, sneak maybe to the other side? And maybe she is
on the other side.
Maybe she is a hostile and she doesn't want Saeed spilling the beans on her. If he's dead, he can't talk.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I mean, other people brought up emails and I've been going back and forth with people. I believe that maybe Amy is a hostile. Mm-hmm. And she was working with Richard.
That's a very good point and a very solid theory.
Why would she just say I want him? Just killing him is not going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
There's other hostiles out there,
mm-hmm.
and if you kill this hostile, that's just going to make the hostiles hostile. So they're going to be angry.
Maybe
so
that's how they got their name.
she's doing it to protect herself.
I agree. So then they all start to vote on Rad's side, but Sawyer still isn't making raising his hand, and then Horace asks him he'd like it to be unanimous. Okay. So Sawyer raises his hand. Yeah. Reluctantly. Okay. We go commercial break. We come back to
which Saeed. Is going back to real quick, Sawyer. That's the opposite of what Sawyer would have done when he first landed on the island.
Exactly. Sawyer is that a sign of a good leader? If you're going to go to the,
I think it's a sign of that's where he is being a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking things through. He's got a good deal going. Obviously, he didn't want to kill Saeed.
Yeah.
Even though they were never best of friends.
Well, I think he's doing whatever the best situation is, and he's going to try and figure out how to solve it later down the road. We go back to Saeed and Alana going at it in the hotel room.
And when I saw that, I said, oh, that's how he got his handcuffs.
So then she says, take off his boots. He took a long time on those boots right in front of his face.
There was a zipper on those boots. Again, don't have a zipper fetish. Just notice there was a long zipper on the boots.
Then she knocks him out.
Oh, she was tough.
She was. So he must have been really drunk because he was like way out of it. Old Saeed wouldn't have been that easy to subdue.
Well, at that point, are you expecting to get kicked in the face like that?
I don't know. Saeed's always been so paranoid. Since when is he? I don't know. I mean, I guess he's in distress.
Well, he doesn't care. He has no one to kill. He's looking over his life, going, "What have I become? I'm working for a monster. I'm just this. What have I done my whole life?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bad man.
Bad.
That's why he's building houses now. He's trying to change his life.
But you're just going to take him to Guam, and you're going to pay for what you've done.
Yes, when he killed and drop off. Is that what his name was?
Something like that. The guy that was at the golf course, the first one we saw Saeed kill last season.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Let's see, and drop off. I think it was. No, I could be wrong about that. I think in drop-off's the last guy he killed.
So then we go to Sawyer walking back and, from the meeting. He's upset, and he goes to Kate, and he asks, why'd you all come back? What was your reason? And because I think he wants to know why Saeed is on his tear.
Saeed has what's his purpose he has, and what's your purpose? And Kate's just about to tell us.
But then I think I skipped when Sawyer went back into Saeed's cell, right?
Yes, you did.
And, that's after that. Okay, good. But she's about to tell him what her reason is. Everyone left for their own reasons. I have my own reason. And then a Dharma bus on fire goes into the camp and slams into one of the houses. And, maybe not. But Sawyer calls... Sawyer actually, being a really good leader, puts out the fire, or starts to put out the fire. And once again, Jack's just kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, I thought, here's maybe Jack's going to run in and maybe someone's burning in the fire. He's going to save someone. He goes, what do you want me to do? Okay, I'll go hose that fire over there. Okay. Now, I know Jack's like been through. I know Jack's been through a lot. Mm-hmm. He's just chilling right now. Maybe Jack's taking Sawyer's advice and he's just sitting back thinking.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to react. He's not going to be that reacting guy. Yeah. He's sitting back thinking, okay, I'll play along. I'll play the game.
But going to before, Sawyer went to why he went to Kate. He went to Saeed to try and just convince him to leave and say that he punched him and stuff like that. But Saeed won't leave. And this is where I think Saeed is on his path. He's on his mission, and his mission is to kill Ben.
Right.
So Sawyer calls Phil to leave, and then Ben comes in hooded, which just makes him even creepier, young Ben. And
young Skywalker.
But what I want to know is, how did Ben, set up the van and stuff like that to be on fire? Well, and
come on, Ben's a clever guy.
But he's so small. How can he?
Now, do you think he has help?
I don't know. Well, maybe. if he's been waiting patiently, I don't think he's been in contact with him, quite honestly, because he thinks that Saeed is another.
Right. Well, I know that, but I'm thinking he has some help. Well, I think. How hard is it to load a Dharma bus up with gasoline, put it in drive, and just let it go on its way?
It's really good aim, I guess. Because, if it's running, the tires, go different ways. It's not a flat terrain, even flat terrain. But
you can tie the steering wheel down.
Yeah. But then he says, I'm going to let you go and take me with you. And Saeed says, that's why I'm here.
Okay.
We go to commercial break. We come back to the Ajira, or to the airport at Ajira Airlines, and she's taking him to Guam, and that's where Saeed sees Hurley, and then sees Jack, and he goes, "Can we take another flight?"
I'm superstitious.
And she goes, well, I'll buy you a rabbit's foot
at the gift shop. And I don't think he got his rabbit foot.
No, I don't think he did. Because
so she's lied to him several times already. I don't trust her.
If she did, it was a pretty crappy rabbit's foot.
Because it didn't work.
No. So they're sitting on the plane, and we hear Ben come in. And that's when Saeed sees Ben walking by, and then he thinks and asks Alana if Ben Linus hired her. And she says, why would I do that? And he says how terrible a person he is, and what he's done is, you know, near genocide. And
why would I work for someone like that?
And then Saeed's like, oh, I guess you're right. But this is what my point. Do you think Ben hired her to bring him to Guam?
No.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think so right now, no.
Okay. You come out of
the fight. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, maybe he did. She did. He did. I don't know. I'm so confused right now. I don't know.
Seriously, you're kind of out of it today.
No, I'm not out of it. I'm just trying to figure this thing. I'm sitting back. I read a book today. I read a book yesterday. Read a book the day before. I'm just thinking things out.
Usually you're you know, hand on the trigger, ready to throw a crackpot theory out.
I already threw the one out with Phil and Rosinski.
Okay. So then we go back to YB. I'm going to start calling young Ben YB. And Saeed.
YB.
And Ben lets them out, and they start to go into the jungle. Then Dharma Van drives by, and it is Jin, and he finds him. And Saeed goes up to him saying, you know, Sawyer let him out. You got to let me go. And Jin says, okay, let me just call Sawyer, just be sure. And then Saeed knocks out Jin, and YBS, you know, where'd you learn that from? Blah, 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 blah. And then Saeed takes out Jin's gun, and he says, you were right about me. I am a killer. And shoots young Ben.
Boom. You mean YB.
YB. And cut to Lost.
Now, this goes back to when Ben said, remember, he always said he was born on the island?
Uh-huh.
Now, if we think he's going to come back from the dead like Mikhail and all the other ones, that the island won't let him die, so we've seen like Michael and everything else, then he's reborn on the island. So this might be the first time Ben was telling the truth.
Well, yeah, here's...
In his mind, he's reborn on the island.
Well, okay, well, here, there's two ways this to go. It's either he's going to live like, you know, Mikhail and Locke before him. You know, if he's not meant to die, he's not supposed to die.
Right.
Which is what I'm kind of siding with. But if wherever Sun and Lapidus are in the future, which seems different from what we last left it, even though it could go either way, it could mean that the Dharma Initiative kept going and didn't end because it didn't have Ben on the inside kind of operating the whole, you know, killing of the Dharma Initiative.
So that changed the course of time?
And that's why maybe the signal would keep going. But
you can't go kill Hitler. You can't change the course of time. You can't go back and change things.
Exactly. So, I mean, it could go either way, but I'm siding with that he's going to live. I really feel he's going to live.
Yeah, I think the island is going to bring him back to life.
Yeah. That's what I feel. People have been kind of going either way, but I don't think he's dead, and I don't think, you know, the futures or there's an alternate reality now, like the book earlier in the episode kind of led us to believe.
Now, we left out a scene too where Saeed first says that's Ben, and Saeed has to
Sawyer.
He goes, "How can you live with him? He's a peach," and something like that.
Well,
he just says, you know, he knows he's there. I think it was a question last week. Well, if Sawyer and Juliet and Miles know Ben's there, how are they living with this guy?
Well, so
they know he's there, but they just kind of go.
Well, they've dealt with Faraday for the past 3 years, and he's, you know, very much under the mind that you can't change the future, so there's no point in trying to change it.
Well, I understand that, but it's just like we were wondering how they were reacting. Sawyer gave us, you know, well, yeah, he's a peach. Something like that. I didn't write it down, but it was something.
Well, that's the thing, though, is we got to remember that Sawyer and crew, they've been there for 3 years now. They've had 3 years to deal with whatever's been going on. Saeed and Jack and Hurley and Kate, they're just there now.
Well, it's like when Saeed was telling, when he was under his LSD trip, he said, you're all going to die, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, what do you mean? You know, and he knows that they're going to die.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I mean, that's the thing is they've had less time to react to it. Sawyer and crew, they've had 3 years to react to it.
Oh, I know.
With the demons. So that's why it's probably more nonchalant for Sawyer when he talks about it.
Yeah.
But all in all, a good episode. Rosinski's kind of annoying me a bit. So I don't think I'll mind too much when he shoots himself. Or whatever happened, or his...
I think he just gets tired of himself. I think it's going to turn out that someone shot him.
But the thing is, if he grows like a mustache and like takes off the glasses, I think he'll be turned into Gallagher.
So he thought his head was a watermelon?
Yeah. Okay. But all in all, good episode. It didn't like seem like crazy or out of this world. It was cool to see the flashbacks return.
Well, now we know exactly how Saeed got on the plane.
Exactly, and I think we're going to.
And I think that was a lot of people had that theory before that he was going to Guam, where, you know, because he'd killed that guy. I can't remember the guy's name.
Well, not only Guam, but I mean, like, killing all those people. It could be.
Well, that was the main reason why he was being brought back. Mm-hmm. For that, and a lot of people had that theory. So,
but a good episode, and that's what we thought. So, Jack, what do you say? We get into what everyone else thought about this episode.
Do it.
All right, initial reactions. But before we get into that, we're going to get a short word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like us. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/sloths to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/sloths for your free audiobook.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Before we get into the calls, and we're just going to play the calls, the initial reaction calls. No,
no commentary. Discussion.
Yeah, no commentary. But there was a couple cool comments on our Twitter at twitter.com/JayandJack. And this is from Luke Polaris. And a bad theory, but getting shot like Ben, could that bullet somehow lodge in someone's spine, making it seem like a tumor?
Ah.
Also,
so maybe that's, I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Also, Jason C. Martin said to us, "We knew that was going to happen. We didn't think he would succeed. Throws the can't change the past thing out the window, huh? What do you think, Jack?"
Well, you know, I was on board with that in the beginning, and everyone kept saying, "Oh, you're an idiot! Stop talking about that." So, and then they convinced me, no, I was wrong. But now, but there's no way Ben's dead.
I agree.
There's just no way. There's just no way. They would kill old Ben. I think we'd have to see old Ben die before we see young Ben die. Because young Ben dies now, then everything we saw before didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Couldn't happen exactly. Because he was already dead.
Exactly.
So. I don't know.
I don't really like that angle.
You know, if we had never seen Mikhail come back to life, if we hadn't seen Michael try to kill himself and not succeed, you know, and all the other people that had not died, you know,
and Locke come back from the
Locke
dead,
come back
literally.
From the dead and everything like that a couple times. Yeah, then I'd say, okay, Ben's dead. But mm-hmm. since they've set this up that yeah, this is what's happened, there's no way he's dead.
Exactly. And the last one here from Twitter is Stephen Douglas. I said, "What will the island fix it, or is this the game changer many of us suspected?" They said, "Past can't change. Was it a setup?"
Again, it would be cool, but not with Ben. I don't think you can do it with Ben because.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't think it's a game changer yet because I think everyone kind of suspected Saeed was at least going to try to kill Ben. So if it's going to be a game changer, it's going to have to be something that's going to really come out of left field, like Locke being in a wheelchair, you know? It's got to be something out of left field.
Something like we said, oh my God, he can walk?
Yeah, exactly.
Or no, oh my God, he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah, exactly. Or, oh wow, there's a light in the hatch. Or, oh wow, there's pirates that are kidnapping Walt. Or, oh wow, you know, it's just, it's got to have
polar bears out
of left field.
On a yeah. tropical island?
Yeah, exactly.
A guy won't take his tie off on a tropical island.
Or it's like, oh, wow, it's not a flashback. It's a flash forward.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't think this is the game changer where we've been hearing about.
Yeah, exactly. It's not shocking enough. It's not.
Or like into season three. We got to go back, Kate. We ain't go back. How did you get off?
It's not the game changer yet, but I think it's just one of those setting up kind of things. But first initial reaction to it, gut reaction is, oh, well, he's going to come back. This is not going to really kill. It'll continue the story and continue the strife of the people that came back and the people that were there and like how they're going to deal with that with the Dharma Initiative. But
the way they were setting it up, I thought he was going to snap his neck.
Really?
Because, they had the chicken. He snapped the chicken's neck in the beginning. He didn't have a gun. Mm-hmm. I go, when's he going to... Because I'm thinking the whole time, when's he going to kill him? When's he going to kill him? And then I said, okay, he's going to snap this kid's neck. And I go, that's a little too graphic for...
To kill a kid that
way. So I said, I can't see him doing that. I said, maybe he's going to take him to Richard. Mm. Maybe he had a change of heart. I don't know. And then when he took the gun, I said, right when they showed the gun, I go, all right, YB is toast.
I was kind of hoping for like a Richard Saeed scene, because any time with Richard's cool.
With his fake eyeliner.
So thanks once again. If you want to follow us on Twitter and get the latest updates on what Jay and Jack or the Lost Podcast or anything like that, news and all that kind of stuff, check us out at twitter.com/Jay and Jack.
Cool.
All right, now we're going to get into the calls. So here we go.
Hey, it's Jake from Los Angeles. So I just wanted to say that while this episode was pretty awesome, I was a little disappointed with Oldham, the Dharma torturer. This guy was compared to Saeed, a man who brutally tortured many people, and this guy doesn't even lay a finger on him. I mean, honestly, I found it to be a bit of a letdown. I thought Saeed was finally going to get his comeuppance for all the terrible things he's done. But no, looked like he actually enjoyed the whole experience. I mean, I probably would. Talk to you later.
Hi, guys. This is Annie from Ohio. Thanks for the podcast to get me through my workouts at the gym. A couple of things about He's Are You. First of all, I was extremely excited to see another Lost cast member from the HBO series Deadwood. William Sanderson as Oldham was fantastic. What a creepster. This episode reminded me yet again how frustrating flashback-heavy episodes are. During this episode, I found myself thinking, this is terrible, nothing is happening. But, of course, the last 10 seconds of the episode made up for that. I love to hate the character of Ben, so I'm wishfully counting on the fact that his shooting death by Saeed is a farce. I'm not sure how it'll happen, but I think the Losties will soon figure out that Ben is a necessary evil and will have to manipulate time to undo Saeed's misstep. I simply can't imagine the rest of the series without Ben, and I think he has to come back somehow. That's not much of a theory, but that's what I've got. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Kemarine from New York. Been listening to the podcast for a little bit now, and I just had to call about this episode. It's crazy. It's like, oh, my God. You know, Saeed shot Ben. I'm just like, you can't shoot Ben. The island's not done with him. But especially after Lil Ben was being so, you know, you felt bad for him in this episode. You felt bad for Lil Ben. You didn't feel bad for Big Ben, but you felt bad for Lil Ben. And I think that, of course, Lil Ben's going to be, he was only shot in the chest. They'll probably just, they'll find, when they find Jin, he didn't answer back on his walkie. They'll find Ben. They'll patch him up. And little Ben probably remembers Saeed. And that's why Ben kind of dislikes Saeed so much and calls him a killer and made him do all these killer things and killed his girlfriend, got his girlfriend killed. So Ben is just getting revenge for Saeed shooting him in the chest. You know, what can you say? Ben is an eye for an eye type of guy. But, yeah, that scene was shocking, and I just had to call about it. I love the podcast. Bye, guys.
Hey, Jay, Jack. This is Michael from down Portland. I'd like to start off saying that you guys did a great job on the 25-hour podcast. I really enjoyed watching it on Ustream, and I'm looking forward to seeing it again next year. So I'd just like to congratulate you guys on that and also congratulate you on making your goal. That's a great thing. But about this week's episode, I was completely stunned at the end. I really didn't think he was going to shoot Ben. I thought maybe Saeed was going to shoot Jin for a second there, and then he goes up and shoots Ben. But I got a quick theory about that. I'm thinking that maybe in order to be a leader of the others, you have to be reincarnated. We've seen Locke come back, Christian Shepherd's come back. Now it seems like maybe Ben is going to be reincarnated. and maybe also Richard Alpert in the past was reincarnated. So I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with becoming a leader. That would explain how those guys are not aging, or at least Richard Alpert. I'm be willing to bet that Christian Shepherd, Ben, and Locke will not age as well now either. So I just quick thought about that. I'm thinking maybe that's like an initiation or something like that. They got to die to give something up for the island. So I'd like to see what you guys think about that. All right, bye.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Bixie in Orlando. Okay, so if Benjamin Linus is dead, which we'll accept for the time being, then maybe Sun, Locke, Lapidus, and Ben are in an alternate 30 years ahead, in which case there was no purge because Ben wasn't there on the inside to help set it up. That's why the building that Christian took Sun and Lapidus into looked like Dharma had evacuated it, but that the others had never moved in. That's why the pictures were still on the walls. That's why the sign was hanging down. It was all dilapidated. That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it. Love the podcast. Bye.
All right, so Jack, do you have updates for us?
Yes, Hurley and Jen were in this episode, and that was it. There was no dude count.
No dude?
Jack didn't cry. I think, well, there was one thing, though. I think we had people were arguing about, will we see... Will Said go the whole season without shooting someone? We ruled the dart gun was shooting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's confirmed.
Yeah.
He did not go the whole season without shooting someone. He shot YB with a bullet with a gun.
And so, he also shot someone in the past, too. Or did we not count that as...
No, it was the whole season. So, yeah, he did shoot that guy, too. So we've seen him shoot somebody this season, so... We already gave the points, but if anyone was a couple of people were still arguing about it. Well, now it's confirmed. He did not go the whole season without shooting someone.
Yeah, it's
and it's there was no sad. Rose or Bernie sighting, so we're still waiting on that. I was kind of thinking that would be cool if they were in the burning van.
Why?
Let's get. I'm done with them. Let's move on.
I can't believe you're so ready to like kill them. That's so mean.
Well, people say I'm obsessed with them. That I'm just obsessing. I think even Jorge said that we were obsessing with them. So it's like, okay, I'm done. Okay, let's just. I've grown to love them over the. Rose has been there for the whole 5 years. Bernie's been there for four. It's time
so
to.
Just because people picked on you about it, you're ready to kick them to the curb?
No, not because they picked on me. It's just like, okay, maybe they're right. Maybe I have issues. So
no, don't change who you are, Jack. That's why everyone loves you.
No, but I'm saying if they're not doing something important, it's time to kick them to the curb.
I don't give hope on them yet.
Unless that's the game changer.
I don't think Rose and Bernard will be the game changer.
The game changer will, Bernard will be the strong one on the relationship.
Okay. All right, so Jack, do you have a crackpot theory of the week for us?
Oh, I have a crackpot theory.
All right, well, let me get the drum set ready.
Okay, we know that, well, this could be a little spoilerish if you haven't heard the Jorge interview.
Okay.
But we know that he's bringing that guitar case back for a reason,
mm-hmm.
right? And we know he decided at the last second to come, he changed his mind and he decided to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking Daniel Faraday is the one that convinced Hurley to go back to the island, and he told him he needed to bring the guitar case back with him because what was inside it would help them save something on the island. I don't know what's inside it yet. I haven't figured that one out yet. But I'm saying Daniel Faraday is the one that told, because I'm trying to think who would tell him. He wouldn't go with Ben. He wouldn't go with Jack unless Kate told him, but I don't think he'd even listen to Kate. It had to be something Faraday told him to do that would help him, when he got back, would help him do something to change something on the island. So maybe that's the game changer.
Wow, that's a really good point. I wouldn't think it'd be the game changer, and I don't even know if Faraday, I'd even say like Miss Hawkins maybe came to
him. I thought about Miss Hawkins, but I'm like, why would he trust Miss Hawkins? It had to be someone he knows. Well, he met Faraday, right? I'm sure he did.
Probably, yes.
Probably. Or he knows of him.
Yeah.
So it had to be someone. Of course, though, Miss Hawkins could convince, unless it was Desmond.
Desmond, too, but it's just, I don't see how Faraday gets off.
Well, Desmond would have gone with I think it's Faraday.
The point about your theory, I think, is really solid, though, is that whatever is in the guitar case is going to help them with their journey back,
with their mission.
Yeah. So
it's something very important. I think it's Faraday's the one that told him to do it.
All right. So that is
my crackpot theory, and I am sticking to it.
All right. Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Before I go on, since we're talking about autism, we have someone is doing an autism event, and it's loss-related, so I thought I'd give it. It's the Hannah Moore School in Reisterstown, Maryland. I think I pronounced that right. Late. They are auctioning off. They're doing something for autism. It's auctioning off an actual script from Lost, The Man from Tallahassee, signed by Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson, an silent auction. Nice. If you'd like to find out more, you can go to hannahmore.org. It's HANNAHMORE.org. And like I said, there's a silent auction on that script, and that's pretty cool. It's signed by Terry O'Quinn and Michael Emerson.
Very nice. If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
That's 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Comments and that's or theories.
That's horrible.
we can never do it when it's over the Skype. We can't. It's not going to sync right. But anywho, give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. That's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I was pretty proud of myself. I got all the emails answered except like 5.
Nice. Good job.
And I was like, I think, because remember, our internet was out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Tuesday and today, and I've done nothing nonstop all day and answered emails.
Nicely done, sir.
So not bad.
But
some might not make sense. I'm starting to type different. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm typing. So if you get a thing that looks like Morse code, I apologize.
What?
Though I don't know. I'm doing something backwards. I don't know. You know how I get in a sink of doing something wrong?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm doing something wrong.
Okay. We launched a new website. And it is called Nudia.tv, Nudia.tv. It is a new media network, and it's going to have a wide range of shows, video shows, with stuff from Jack and I, Cliff, a lot of our other friends, Colleen, Sean, I remember him from the other vidcast, and more. And it's up now. It's at Nudia.tv. It's going to be a lot of fun. The shows we have up right now is a pilot for Sean Hollywood, our first scripted sitcom-type show from Jack and I, which is really exciting. Also, the Lost Vidcast is back, and it is there at newdia.tv.
A couple of people were commenting it didn't really offer anything. It was just kind of a test.
Yeah, it was a pilot. It was just like figuring out the system. It's going to be a lot like a Lost in Review, except we can show clips from the show and stuff like that. And also, if you want to send like video questions and whatnot, you can do that at lostpodcast@gmail.com. So check it out.
We'll actually see them asking the question, right?
Yeah, exactly. So check it out, Nudia.tv. The Lost Vidcast is up there. And also, finally, the first idea I ever had for a podcast was called Jack's Soapbox, and it would be a show where Jack will complain. And now, finally, Jack.
Which is hard for me to do.
Exactly.
It's hard for me to find something to complain about.
And people have asked for a long time if Jack would ever do it. And now, in a new form, it's called Jack's Rants. And each week, Jack will rant about a certain subject. And the first one is comedic gold, if I do say so myself.
Well, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. Well, not near my heart. It's just something that just bought. We live in a selfish society. And just people think of themselves. And this is just a rant that most of my rants will be about how people are become selfish.
Okay.
It'll all tie into one theme. And this one just really just. Sometimes I can't even sit down when I'm thinking about it.
But check it out at Nudia.tv. The Sean Show, the pilot is up. Sean Hollywood is actually the name of the show. But the rest has not been filmed yet, so that one, it'll be a while before the rest of those come out. But
Sean moved on us, but he is going to come back and film the remaining 12 episodes.
Yes.
We just have to get it worked out.
Yep, but the Jack's Rants and the newly reinstated Lost Vidcast will be weekly.
And I'll say, I'm not just saying this to pump the show. But Sean is probably one of the most, he's one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Just naturally funny.
Just naturally, he just goes off on these characters. He just becomes characters, and he's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And that's what Sean Hollywood hopefully will bring, which is a story of a young actor trying to make it into the biz.
Make his dream come true.
But so check that out, Nudea.tv. We're really excited. This is a big project we've been working on for a long time. And it's kind of our next step into the new media realm. Going to podcasts now and to video shows. And hopefully...
Next, the silver screen.
Well, yeah, exactly. Hopefully we'll overtake NBC by next year.
How hard will that be?
Exactly. What, they got Heroes over there? What is that show?
Oh, ouch.
So check that out, Nudea.tv. Give us your comments. Give us your feedbacks. It's still in the very early stages. A lot more stuff is going to be worked on the website and a lot more integrating community features and stuff like that. But check it out and tell us what you think.
There could even be a cell phone rant on the horizon.
That's what people are asking on Twitter, is if you'll go to cell phones.
That was probably just too easy to be the first one.
Okay.
Just too easy.
But check it out. And I thought it was funny. One of the comments said, geez, you're just a woman, aren't you?
Well, I guess they missed the point. I saw that. I don't get upset, but you missed the point. It's not. It's a legitimate complaint. They even put on there, I don't like to clean it up either. Well, that's the point.
Don't spoil it. Let them find out.
Well, it's just about being selfish. It only takes 2 seconds to solve the problem that you're doing here. 2 seconds.
Oh man.
And I've even found out. I've even found out from women that it's a big problem. So it's like, what is wrong with this world? But okay,
save it for Jack's rant. All right. So
I'm angry.
So once again, check that out, Nudea.tv. All right, and on a last note, we want to thank people for just an amazingly successful 25-hour marathon podcast for Autism Speaks. It went really well.
Yeah, we've decided we're already gonna. The minute Lost ends, because we think we have a chance to really make it even better than it was this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to start working on it as soon as Lost is over, and not wait till Lost is on to try to do it, because we just didn't have the time.
Yeah.
I mean, without the help of everybody helping us, there's no way we could have made it through it. You know, all the other Lost podcasts out there, I'm going to go through their names and stuff like that, because you really check them out. But everyone that joined us that was there, just couldn't say enough for everybody that was there, people that were online, people that donated, volunteered their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of people are complaining that it wasn't 25 hours of Lost talk. And I think we did have a lot. We had the two Lost panels. We talked about Lost.
Yeah, we had a lot of Lost talk.
We had Daniel Marks, who was he just happened to be there.
Yeah.
Who was an actual log carrying guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave us, an hour and a half of great information.
Almost like 2 hours, yeah.
Was it 2 hours? I mean, he just happened to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as I love Lost, I can't talk about it for 25 hours.
Yeah, and we never said there was gonna be other topics of discussion.
Yeah, and it'll be the same way next year. But
I think it was really just a few of the people that were really upset by it.
We got a couple of emails complaining, but it's like, you know, I told people, hey, I love Lost, but you know, if you want me, because not only were we up for 25 hours, we're up before. You know, we were up about 4 or 5 hours before that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, But,
yeah, so it was a big success. Big thanks to Chris and Rob from Media Junkyard. They were the ones that got that awesome cake.
The cake was amazing. And the kids have, because they didn't take it with them, and there was a lot left, so the kids at Cool Ventures have been eating it all week and sleeping, but, you know, they enjoyed it.
But that was donated by Dolce Royale.
It was a beautiful, it's almost to the point, too. That if you haven't seen, do we have a picture of it somewhere?
It's on Facebook. Maybe I'll put it into the Facebook Jay and Jack group.
It was almost like you didn't want them to cut it.
I know. It was so nice.
Because you cut it. I'm like going, I don't want to do it. I'm not messing up this cake.
Sue and Robin from Trivia War Podcast were there. They had a great quiz for us where I won 16-3.
16-13.
13, whatever it was.
And you did cheat.
I didn't cheat.
You were looking at the monitor.
There was no cheating.
But I did answer a question with just one word.
So? I still won.
I think that's amazing. I think that's incredible.
At the end of the day, what matters? Who won, exactly?
Me answering a question in one word.
Um,
I'll be ready next year.
Big thanks to Daniel Marks, who showed up and was actually there and an actual real-life log-carrying guy. That was
awesome. We were talking to him. There was a break, and we were talking to him. I think Warm Taffy was talking at that point. Of course, we all kind of drift away from that. But I'm just kidding. He was great. And he said he was a log-carrying guy. I go, log-carrying guy? So we had him come over and sit down, and he's like, all this information. It was very, very interesting.
Maggie from the Girls Night In podcast was there. Chris in Boston.
From the official Lost podcast.
big thanks to him. We were calling his new name is the Banhammer.
The Banhammer.
Yeah, he was there in the chat making sure nobody was...
Oh, okay.
Getting rid of the people that are asking the inappropriate questions and stuff like that.
Yeah, some people... I mean, it's I understand people act that way, but it is for charity.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. But big thanks to him for all the work there. I know we're going to forget people, but...
I have a lot of names written down.
Okay. But also, for the podcast that came on, I'll let you get...
What about the three that got tattoos?
Well, Chris and Robin Sue, they got tattoos.
They actually got tattoos of the puzzle, the Autism Speaks logo.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we met 10,000, they went right down to the tattoo store and got it done.
Well, yeah. I mean, they made a bet or a wager that if... we reached the $10,000. They would get a tattoo of the Autism Speaks puzzle piece.
Never backed down. They went and got it.
Yeah, that's total kudos to them. We're still waiting for the Chargers to win to get a Chargers tattoo.
Yeah, well, someone sent us an email today and said he's in Orlando, and said I don't know if you're into tattoos or anything, but if you want one, come down. And I go, as soon as the Chargers win the Super Bowl, I'll be driving down.
Yep. And there was the podcast. Ryan and Jen did a great job. Jen, she's just awesome at those top 10 lists.
Yeah, I thought mine was pretty good. I thought I had kind of a mixture of music. But
lame.
Mine was much better than yours. And
dude, all you had was Boston and like Van Halen. That's it.
And Green Day and Elvis and the Beatles. If you saw the voting, they said they went Jen, Jack, and it was toss up between you and Ryan.
In all fairness to me and Ryan, I think we actually had the true.
All fairness to you, your list was horrible, and people voted on it, and they said they agreed. You're fired.
But yes, Jen, I think she is the reigning queen.
Well, you were shocked that I had Green Day.
I think you
looked at me like I was stupid, but like I said, I used to drive your youngest sister to school every day, and she listened to that song every day for a whole year. I love that song.
Dude, that was like just a political move. That was kind of conniving on your part.
Yeah.
Also, Dan and Ed Hockley for their great time, and Ed Hockley, he was our rally. He's an amazing ref, but he's a great cheerleader too.
He should be a politician.
Yeah, but he
vote for me or I'll kill you.
I don't think we would have reached the $10,000 or the. As quickly or reach, passing the $10,000 without Ed Hockley calling the call to arms.
And like a lot of people said, Dan, and a lot of people have sent emails, does Dan, because his voice sounds like a broadcaster, he has had broadcasting, he was like a DJ early on in his career.
I think, yeah, his first degree was in broadcasting or something
like that. Yeah, so that'll answer the questions of people. I sent emails back to him, but if anyone else wonders, yeah, he was a DJ.
Because
he has that voice.
Yeah. Jimmy for all of his name drops.
You know what? I know he took a lot of heat for that, but at that point at the night, I was kind of fading, and he kind of took over, and he took over exactly what he wanted to do, and he's telling us. I mean, he does know these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you bring someone on there to talk about, Michael Emerson and these other, hanging out with Nathan Fillion. What do you want him to say? Oh, I hung out with Nathan Fillion and not tell any more of the story?
No, I think it's all in good fun. Even Jimmy knew it was in good fun. But
what kept me going for the next 4 hours were the Jimmy jokes on the chat room.
Exactly.
Jimmy invented the internet. Jimmy.
So that's why I think Jimmy has become the next Chuck Norris.
Well, they said Jimmy invented Chuck Norris. That was one of them. I don't know if you could see it, but I think I was off camera at that point. I was just rolling. It was so funny. But again to Jimmy.
But then Ralph for staying with us for like 10 hours, it seemed like.
Oh, he stuck with us because we were going to invite someone else, and I think I thought you were going to do it, you thought I was going to do it, and by the time we got together, we just forgot to do it, and mm-hmm. uh, It was someone from another podcast, and we forgot all about it, which we apologize. But Ralph just stayed on there and just talked with us and kept us going. I think Jana came on and was talking with us for a while. So
yeah,
I mean, we were dying. We were dying at that point.
Yeah, and then we had another last panel, and then Jorge. You know, he stayed with us for like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you can't say enough about him. People are going, "Well, where was that rapid fire?" I go, "Questions." I go, "Well, at that point, that was about my rapid as I could go."
Yeah, I mean, if you watch that video, I look like I'm dead.
Well, I was like, I listened to the part of it today, the part you posted. And I said, "Wow, is that all we need for me to speak loud and clear? Is for me to have my head leaning on the microphone?" Because I'm like you. I'm just really loud. But you can't say enough about him. And like I said, if you listen to the full interview, if you hear me talking about the way, because he's telling us about TV shows he's watched and stuff like that. And he's watching. He tells us he's watching The West Wing, and like an idiot, I say how it ends. So if you hear the final season, so if you hear us talking about The West Wing, you might want to skip ahead a couple minutes because I did slip and not slip. I
didn't think it was that bad. I think it's like one of those things that you kind of mentioned, but if you don't think about it, you'll forget about it anyway.
Hopefully, but I wasn't thinking. If later that night someone mentioned The West Wing, and I went, "Oh, I did." So I sent an apology and he was cool with it.
But even then, like West Wing, that ending wasn't like the be all to end all endings for West Wing. You know, it wasn't
there's more to it, but it was like, okay, I did slip and say something stupid that I shouldn't have said.
It wasn't like, they're all dead.
No, they're not. But like you said, you can't say enough about him. He comes on there and you can talk about food, In-N-Out and stuff like that. We were arguing about In-N-Out. Of course, everyone's just slamming me. I'm losing that. It just seems like nobody will back me up on the In-N-Out.
No, because you're wrong. Sorry to say. But
hold on a second. I was right about Snow Cream. No one believed me about Snow Cream. Y'all thought I was just crazy at that point. You thought I just lost it.
And then
Jorge Googled it and said, everything he said, I had said, and okay, a little something back. I know my Snow Cream.
I guess. Okay. Do you want to get into our last panelists?
Yeah, you guys need to check out all, at least give them a try, because we've had a lot of people sending us emails this week saying, hey, I've just been listening to you for a week or so. So there's a lot of other Lost podcasts out there. You can find them on the LPN network.
But actually, I think Josh is going to post their panel on his feed, but I think a couple others are going to post theirs on their feed as well.
Okay, go ahead. You have the Josh from the Josh Meister Lost podcast. He does a live one, if you're still up, at 1 o'clock on the
West Coast
time. On TalkShoe. It's Josh Meister, so you can join him live. Anna from Jacob's Cabin, Heath from the Lost Revisited podcast, Clay and Chris from Dharma Dummies, Wendy from Lost Revisited, Bill from Behind the Cutting Edge podcast. Check that out. We also have Kurt Yanko from the Black Rock podcast. He does a live one on right after the show on Lost on the East Coast. He does a live one. And then Axel Foley, who was actually joined us live and was locked out for a while. And it's funny, I told him I apologize for it because I kept seeing, I knew he went outside. And like I said, it was still, you know, we're into like 25 hours of it being awake. And I kept seeing this note, Axel is outside. I go, I know. Why does this person keep telling me that? And then finally comes up, Jack, Axel is locked outside. He can't get back in the rink. I go, oh. So I'm a little quick on my feet. So you got to check out his podcast. It's the Lost Mythos Theories podcast. And I think he does it on TalkShoe too, but I don't know when he records. But it's a great podcast. It's all about theories and stuff. They do a great job. Donald's lost, couldn't join us. Someone said he had to take his mom to the hospital or something.
It was something like that, yeah.
And we never heard back from that. He did join us later on. He did come on later on, but we couldn't get him on because we were having problems with the Skype. Mm-hmm. But check out Donald is Lost. He's a little different. He does crazy voices and stuff like that. It's a real fun podcast. Crazy voices. Then you have Mr. Payne from No Pain, No Glory. We give him some static and stuff like, but we like to talk smack with him. But great guy, great podcast. We are on his podcast.
Yeah, I don't think there's like a more fun podcaster to like, you know, podcast with.
To pick on. Because we did an interview with him before the season started. And I think we talked about 5 minutes of Lost in about 2 hours. He goes, you guys are killing me. You're going to have to edit this whole thing. And we were just talking smack the whole time. I'm going to do a fantasy football league with him. I think Kurt Yanko is going to join also. And going back to Kurt Yanko, he did a lot of work on that. And like also Josh, he got all those guys together, got the questions together, and we kind of made him go well, not made them, but we asked them to go a little longer than I think they wanted to. I mean, these guys, not only did they volunteer their time, they volunteered, you know, they also donated money to the cause. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Lost Podcast community, I think Mr. Payne says it a lot, that we're all a pretty much tight-knit group.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think anybody, and I think there's some that don't like us, but that, you know, that's okay. We don't hate anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some, I don't think
well,
anybody.
Well, I hate you, Jack. But
well, I know I hate you also. That's, I didn't want to bring that up. But I think it's a tight, there's no competition. We're just, it's all for one. It's all one goal. We love the show of Lost and just want to promote it. Then we had Steve and Matt from the Smoke Catch podcast. They were great as always. I think it was one of them joined late though, right? It was Steve.
I think it was Steve, yeah.
Steve joined late, but Matt was going strong and stuff. So you can't say enough about those guys. If you haven't checked out their podcast, please go check them out. There are several podcasts. You know, first you check out ours, but then you go check out theirs. But I'm just kidding. Then we thank Cliff, our director Cliff.
Yes.
He's great. The hybrid, he was there off and on. He brought donuts and stuff. He's great. Then we had the Candace Brooks Band. I'm going to post their MySpace page. They donated $50. They're also donating... for the month of eight, was the month of April?
I think so.
Downloading a percentage of what they make on iTunes. I'm gonna put their. I said I was gonna do it. And I haven't done it yet. Their thing. Link I'll do it on the link board. On the message board. Then I want to thank my wife Cindy, who donated their time and effort down there for the skateathon. My daughter Heather, who did that. Kayla, my daughter Kayla. Christian, who works there. Dell, Mr. Warm Taffy, and of course Colleen, who was there for the whole 25 hours. Donating her time and stuff. So, like I said, we couldn't have done it without anybody. I mean, without all these guys. And hopefully next year we can do, raise... You get to the point, you go, wow, we've raised this much. There's no reason we couldn't have done more. We want to make it more of an event next year
mm-hmm.
where there's more for the people that show up to do than just sit there and watch us kind of stumble. And like I said, we've already talked about some things we're going to do differently, and I think it's going to be even better next year.
Yeah, and I think it's, it's... We always want to strive to do better, and we did really well, and I can't wait to do better. And to go back to Colleen, she did all those emails, she set up the hotel and all that stuff, and did all the tabulations.
Yeah, she was going nonstop with. I mean, when Ed was getting people to what's the account, Colleen?
She was like nonstop.
But if you want to send, you can still send your checks. You can send it to Jay and Jack at P.O. Box 40082, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27629. Make your checks out to Autism Speaks. It's for a great cause. We need to find a cure and raise awareness for this.
Yeah, I mean, it's an epidemic, it's incredible.
Well, I read something the other day. One in every 150 boys born has some form of autism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so you're going to find someone, you're going to run into someone that it's going to touch your life. So we need to get this under control.
Mm-hmm. All right. So once again, I know we talked about it a while, but we want to make sure we thanked everybody. And because it was a really awesome event. It really went really well. It was a great time. It was great getting to meet everybody and hang out with, listeners and other podcasters and stuff like that. Because, I mean, we are like a one big family. And it was really great to spend time with everybody. And we can't wait to do it next year.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. And if we forgot somebody, I apologize. I'm trying to remember everyone's name. But like I said, everyone was there. You guys were all great.
I think I tried to find everybody on Facebook that was there and thank them. But
you think Nick?
Yes, Nick. Okay. Nick, I think Mandy and Tommy from Pennsylvania. And there's others, and I'm forgetting them, but they know.
Yeah, we apologize. Well, but you know who you are, and we're thanking you.
Yes. All right, so we'll see you guys this Monday for our normal Monday podcast. Also, for those who want to know, I'm going to be posting mostly the rest of all the video because someone actually captured the video. That's going to be on the Jay and Jack Show feed. So if you want to know where the rest of those are going to be, those are going to be on the Jay and Jack Show feed. So there's not a bunch of videos getting in the way of the regular Lost podcast. So check out the Jay and Jack Show. Search it on iTunes, and that's where those posts will be.
Oh, before I forget, on the new Dia, we talked about earlier in the year about who is the best Lost fan. And send in your video, this is me. I'm the best Lost fan ever. How are they going to do that? Have we decided how they're going to do that?
Well, why don't we set that up for Monday, just like get that all squared away.
We'll let you know that's coming.
Yes. All right, so that's about it. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.